This episode is brought to you by Seed. Did you know that supporting your health can be as easy as taking 2 capsules a day? Each daily dose of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic is formulated with 24 scientifically studied probiotic strains that support gut, skin, and heart health, helping you start the new year off right. Visit seed.com/Spotify and use code Spotify25 to get 25% off your first month.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News correspondent and New York Times bestselling author. Join me for my brand new podcast, Searching for Heroes. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to you on your Glow Girl walk. Hi guys, welcome back to a new episode on the Guide Me Glow podcast. Today I'm going to be doing one all on November goals, and I usually do this episode every month just to get you guys motivated, inspired about what kind of goals to make. This one is going to be a slightly quicker episode just because we're going to get straight to the point. This is going to be an actionable kind of episode where you can go and straight after start acting on the November goals. And I can't believe how it's a new month already. It's literally October feels like it went past within a week. I literally remember so clearly writing out my October goals, and now we're writing our November goals. So yeah, it's kind of like a good way to make these every month so you're able to keep track of what goals you're making, what worked last month, what didn't work this month. If I was to reflect on last month, some things really helped me stay accountable, whether it would be to review them every morning, to really stay focused on them. But then some other things I felt like didn't work as much was maybe setting too many goals in a month, maybe setting slightly, goals that, like, I don't want to say unrealistic, because I don't really believe like goals are unrealistic. I think we can achieve the goals that we really set our mind to. But when we set too many goals, it means that our focus isn't complete on one goal, which kind of creates, you know, not as good results, if that makes sense. So I think a lesson for me to learn this month, which I'm going to be teaching you guys today, is to really stay focused on just a few goals and kind of create mini goals every day to keep you going towards that, and really focus on the micro daily habits that you're doing every day. And this could even be you creating like one big goal in the month and then doing something every day to get closer towards that goal. So let's get straight into it. So as we always do in each episode, we talk about our affirmation of the week. And this week it is, I am deciding to give it my all. I'm staying focused on myself and open myself up to all the abundance and possibilities around me. I wanted to have this one as affirmation of the week just because I truly learned that in the last month in October, staying focused on yourself is number one. It is key. Guys, to get really focused and achieve your goal, you need to block everyone else out. You know, sometimes that sounds counterintuitive because, you know, when we're scrolling on social media, we can feel like we're getting inspired, but really it's just deterring ourselves from our own goal, because when we are looking at other people's content, other people's goals, whatever, we're not as focused on our own because we're like, oh, should that now be my goal? Or is that what I want to do? And no, you just have to give yourself enough time and the chance to really follow through with your own goals and what you want to do and really just stay in your own lane. And I think that's one thing that really helps to, you know, get us to where we want to be. If I look back at all the things that I've achieved, I've not, you know, compared myself to other people and tried and followed their lane. I've really just stayed focused on exactly what I want and done the things that feel good to get me there. So I would really recommend just staying and focusing on yourself. Listen to my last episode if you are struggling with that, because I talk about how to stay focused and, you know, really be kind of ruthless in the decisions that you make, and trying to think, is what I'm doing right now taking me closer to the person I want to be? And if it's not, then you need to replace that habit with something else. So to get into the episode, all my monthly goals, I like to split it into mind, body, and spirit. I do this on the Guide Me Glow Instagram as well. I make little infographics so it's easy for you to save and maybe review it every day. So we're going to start with the mindset section of this. And the theme of this is change it up, okay? Do something differently to how you're used to doing something, because I feel like if we're not seeing the results we want to see, we need to change it up. Given that, you know, we've given the thing a chance and we've done that for like a good amount of time, if it's not working, it's time to scrap it, start again and do something different. And I feel like we know our own habits enough to know, you know, what we love doing and what habits we fall into, but we have to do a bit of an inventory to see, okay, is this habit actually working for us? And sometimes it might be kind of sneaky ones because they might actually be good habits, but you have to think, okay, is this working for me? So for example, my morning routine, which I'll get into the spirit section. I love my morning routine, but in terms of the goals I want to achieve this month, is how I'm doing it going to be the most productive and forthcoming for me right now? You know, my morning routine, I really like to take it leisurely. I really like to take that time, and I can still do that, but if I want to achieve the things I want to achieve this month, maybe it means, you know, shortening it slightly or waking up a bit earlier to make sure that I have time to do other things as well. So it's really about kind of thinking, okay, what are my daily habits? What do I do from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep? And could I move some things around? Could I change some things around? Could I replace some things in order to get to my goal? So I want you to have a little think about this, you know, as I'm speaking, think about your daily habits. What do you do that you feel have been amazing and have helped you grow? But what things have been keeping you, you know, keeping you afloat, keeping you where you are and not helping you reach that next level? I also want to mention that we don't have to be the same person as we were yesterday. I had this realization the other day. Obviously, I know this anyways, but I had this like bigger realization the other day that just kind of flew through me. It was after a meditation and I just thought to myself, I really don't have to show up as the same person I was yesterday in terms of, because really our life is just kind of an illusion. Like, we have created this life for ourselves and we've given ourselves this identity, this place that we live, the things that we do, our, you know, our style, everything. We've created this for ourselves, right, as humans. But I wanted to share this perspective to you, because if we woke up as a new person with our same lives, so for example, the circumstances that we're in right now, if you woke up tomorrow as a new person, as the new, you know, the improved you or the glorious version of you, yet you still had everything you had in your life, how would that version tackle everything in your life? So for example, you woke up and, you know, you still live where you live, you still look how you look, you still have the business or you still have the job that you have, yet you're looking at it from a complete different perspective because you're looking at it from the highest version of yourself, the glorious version, the best version. And so with this new perspective, with this fresh mind, how would you start acting with what you're given? Because I truly believe it's about how your perspective is and your mindset towards what is around you. It's not about, you know, the things around you limiting what you want. So instead of seeing things as, oh, I was just given these circumstances, I can't do anything about it, it's really hard for me to do, you know, A, B, C, look at it as an opportunity, okay? To help you visualize this better and I guess more of an actionable way, if you think about someone who you, you know, if you think about a person that really inspires you and is where you want to be, if you picture yourself in their mind or their body or whatever and see, you know, how would this person tackle this certain situation in my life? So if it's, you know, wanting to get to your goal body, what would this person do to get there? You know, would they continue the habits that you're doing or would they do something different? If your goal is to make a six-figure salary, then what would the highest version of you do to make this happen? Okay, and if it's the same with anything you want in life, honestly, whether it's a certain relationship, whether it is the business that you're wanting to grow, what would this person do in order to make that succeed? Because if, for example, someone's super, super successful, I don't know why Kim Kardashian just came into my mind. I think I probably subconsciously just watched like something of hers. But yeah, Kim Kardashian, whether you love or hate her, she's majorly successful. So let's not hate. We can just take inspiration from her. But she is a hardworking woman, okay? Like, I love Kim Kardashian. I think she's great. She is truly inspiring. She's created a whole empire. She's such a hardworking woman. And if you think about it, like, if Kim Kardashian was to have this problem that you have, how would she go about solving it? And do not come at me being like, well, she has all the money in the world, so she could hire this person. Okay, maybe she does, but then also you have to think outside the box. You know, she didn't have all that money to start with. She really built that herself. So it really just requires you to think outside of the box and take yourself outside of your comfort zone and do things that you haven't done before. So this is what I mean by you don't have to stay the same person. And also, I want to say with this goal, take their emotion out of some things. I think mostly females listen to my podcast. So as females, we can be very emotional and take things very personally. I know I can definitely do that. You know, I'm a Leo baby and my Venus is in Cancer, so I am extremely emotional. And I can take things really personally and, you know, let that affect even my work. But something I've been thinking is, okay, how can we just take the emotion out of things and just see it how it is? Imagine this. Imagine yourself as your big sister who just wants the best for you, and you're talking to them about, you know, your problems and your issues, whether it's personal or professional. Your sister isn't tied into the emotions because, you know, she hasn't been through it, but she can see it for what it is. So what you can do to yourself is be like, okay, well, this is a certain situation. This is what it is. Knowing your worth, knowing that you are so worthy, knowing that you deserve the best, knowing that you can get what you want, would you let this certain scenario, you know, take your energy, take your time? And if it's a no, then you can be like, okay, moving on. So it's kind of like removing the emotion from it, from like letting you stay in this area and this situation, and knowing that there's always an abundance of people, there's always an abundance of money, there's always an abundance of opportunities, and just letting that flow to you. And when you kind of take the emotions out of things, you don't take things personally. So you're just kind of like, okay, what's next? Rather than like dwelling on something and just like hanging back, you know? So I think it's also about just being strong and building a thicker skin within your mindset. But then also, you know, feeling compassion when needed. But sometimes we do need to learn the balance between being compassionate and feeling all the emotions to then deciding how we're going to let it dictate our future actions to get to our goals. I think sometimes that's why, you know, when someone has a lot of masculine energy, or say males in business, they're very cutthroat and they just do all the logical things, and that's what helps them grow in business. And I'm not saying think like a man, obviously not, but we need to know the balance between when to tap more into our feminine and when to tap more into our masculine, and do it in a way that has integrity and class and is going to help benefit you in the future. So with this, we need to embody more trust into our lives. And with this, we need to do things that scare us, because when we do the things that scare us, do the things we don't normally do, that means we are trusting that things are going to work out the way that they should work out. And this may also entail us doing things that scare us, or just general things that we don't really do. This can be little things, so like talking to someone who you always see every day at the gym but you never talk to, you say hi to them maybe. That's something different. Doing your routines differently, work out in a different way. If you're not seeing the results that you want to see, this means that we need to change the way that we do things. This doesn't have to be very dramatic, but just in the little ways to see if it makes a difference in how we feel. To, you know, for example, if you find it hard to motivate yourself in the day and you work from home and, you know, you kind of get up and you just like work in your sweats all day and you don't really put effort and it just doesn't make you feel inspired or great, next time, wake up and envision yourself. If I was, you know, the most successful version of myself, how would that person get up and go about their day? Would they just wake up, work on their bed in their dressing gown and just like do that for the rest of the day? Or would they get up, make some effort, go outside for a walk or do some exercise, journal, meditate, put some, you know, put a cute outfit on if you're not wearing makeup, just at least do your hair or just feel a bit more put together. And this will dramatically change your motivation as well, and this will dramatically change your productivity, because when you feel good about yourself, you just kind of want to do more, you know, you want to show up more, and that's kind of how it works, like just the psychology. I know I mentioned strengthening your focus in this goal, and that can be kind of hard to, you know, put as a set goal. Like, it's not like, oh, work out 2 times a week or 3 times a week. It's kind of like, oh, be more focused. But with this, you need to do some research that helps you feel more focused. So this could be researching some techniques that help you do this. So for example, this could be setting timers on your phone so you can do 20 minutes of dedicated work without no distraction. This can be putting your phone away until you get a certain thing done. Like, just research some methods that help you become more productive and start implementing those and get excited about it, because it's kind of just like a little experiment for you to try. When we're about to do something that's going to really benefit us, our body always resists this. It literally will really stop you from doing it. So you have to strengthen that discipline muscle and just go for it. Do you ever find that before you're about to get stuck in a project that you really need to get done, your body all of a sudden is like, oh, I need to make some breakfast. Oh, I'm gonna go do something else, or that kind of thing. It's basically your body trying to resist you and keep you in the same place. But what we need to do is resist that and just go and do the action. And once you start doing it, it becomes and it feels easy. It's only the small, you know, logical side of our brain that makes it seem impossible to get going. But once we get going, like, we can just do it. So I think it's just kind of practicing that discipline muscle to really just push through it and not be afraid of failure, and also just get used to the fact that we don't want to do it sometimes. Like, maybe we really don't want to do something, and that's okay. We don't have to avoid that feeling, but just know that, okay, I might not want to do this right now, but I'm gonna do it anyways because I know it's gonna benefit me. So kind of keep that in mind and know that, not to resist the feelings of, you know, lack of motivation or the feelings of you can't be bothered, because those emotions are never gonna go. You're not ever gonna always feel motivated 24/7. It's just about how you're responding to it and strengthening that discipline muscle. If you're watching the video version of this, I'm sorry that the lighting has changed. I just had to have a quick little client call, but I'm back with you guys with the goals. So as I was saying, all these goals with your mindset, I also want to speak about some tangible goals, just so you can keep some things in mind that will help you kind of stay focused and more just on the ball. So this is a goal I'm going to set for myself, because I think it's really important to have boundaries when it comes to social media. As someone who works predominantly on social media, sometimes it's hard to have those boundaries and always be on it like 24/7. So I wanted to set some boundaries and say no social media past 9:30 p.m., 10 p.m. absolute latest, if you're on like a day-to-day normal routine. Obviously, if you're out, you can go on social media if you're like out late and you need to be. But I mean, on like your day-to-day, weekday, just working life, no social media past 9:30 to 10 p.m. Because I just feel like, yeah, you need to create the separation in your life, and you need to create time for your mind just to be with yourself and not constantly be overstimulated by all these things on social media that can just distract yourself and deter you from your main goal. Another one is to read daily. And this is reading in either in the morning or before bed. Ideally both. I like to do both and read different books in the morning to night. Just because in the morning I like to read something a bit more business focused, whether that is just giving me like business advice or just like motivational advice. And then in the night I like to read something that is more manifesting or like learning about changing your mindset. So when I sleep, is kind of in my subconscious. Another one is review and write down your goals daily. And yeah, avoid the mistake of putting too much on your list, because it just then feels overwhelming and it feels like you're just not able to do it. So I would say just start slow. You you can have like all your goals set out and the things that you want to achieve over the next year or few months, but within this month, you want to start slowly. And if you achieve that goal, you know, before the end of the month, you can just add another goal. So it doesn't mean that you're not going to ever achieve those goals. It just means that you're able to just be a little bit more tunnel focused and achieve it that way. As you're writing down these goals, I want you to really embody them and start saying affirmations to yourself. Affirmations is a big part of reprogramming your subconscious mind and just changing the type of person you are in general. So I would say things like, I am the type of person who makes 10k per month, if that is a goal of yours, or even more if you want to make like 50, 100k, a million, whatever you want to make. You know, I am the person who makes this amount of money per month. Just because when you say that statement, it just opens your brain up to find solutions to that statement. And saying these things, especially in the morning or night, will help this even more, because your brain then is just like working over the day or over the night to try and like figure the solution out for this. But also saying things like, I am the type of person who effortlessly maintains her ideal body. I'm the type of person who prioritizes her self-care and her mindset and wellness. And when you say this stuff like, I am the type of person, or I am this person, it really helps you step into that alignment and step into the energy to actually become that person. We love to label ourselves. We're like, oh, I'm the type of person who, you know, I love matcha. I'm like just such a matcha girl, you know what I mean? And then, so when you say these things that you want to achieve, you're more likely to embody the same energy as the type of person who makes 10k a month, who has her ideal body, who prioritizes her self-care and her health. Like these things, these statements aren't just statements. You need to like embody it and really feel it. And it just helps you kind of just step into a new energy and just act in alignment of that. Because next time you go to do something, you're like, wait, am I the type of person to do that? No, I said I was the type of person to be like this, so I'm gonna follow that through instead. Speaking of body, we're going to move on to the body goals. And the body goals I'm going to speak about are more tangible goals, I guess, that you can follow through, rather than more of like the mindset manifesting type goals. I like to have a mix of kind of tangible and intangible goals just to help you stay focused. So the body ones are having matcha and coffee after a savory breakfast. I wanted to put this in because I wanted to focus this month as balancing my cortisol levels and hormones and just feeling my best and having the most energy I know that I do have. I'm naturally a pretty energetic person in terms of if the energy is good and I'm enjoying what I'm doing, I can have quite like limitless energy. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I just like, you know, only if the vibe is good though. If a vibe is not good, I'll be very tired and I'll feel very drained. But if I'm having a really good time and I'm enjoying what I'm doing, like, I don't know what's in me. I've had it ever since I was little. I can just go and keep going. Like, this comes to work. This comes to like literally work. If I don't set myself boundaries, I will be up until like 4 a.m. and then I'll be like, Shannon, you have to go to sleep to like get sleep. Like, I can work up until like whatever time if I'm really into it. If I'm not into it, that's a different story. I'm not gonna do it. And this also goes for going out. Like, when I used to go to festivals with my friends from like college, I don't do drugs and I don't really drink, so I've never like taken hard drugs and I rarely drink, but my friends do. And that's fine with me. Like, I don't judge anyone that does do that. Just for me personally, it doesn't work for me. Not really into it. The only thing I am open to is like psychedelics, such as like mushrooms and stuff, because I feel like that's natural and I wouldn't do it in a party setting. And I have done it. I have done mushrooms in Bali. Wait, is that illegal? I don't know if I should tell you that. I'm not sure, but I've done it anyways. And doing it in a setting that is in a very mindful way and to like open up your mind. And I'm not gonna lie, when I did do mushrooms in Bali, it was the most transformational thing. I don't know if I've ever spoken about this before. Maybe I'll do another episode about this. I'm not encouraging this, so please don't take this as like you need to do it for like a spiritual journey, but it's just something that happened very, very organically for me. Like, it's nothing I've ever massively seeked myself. I didn't go out on a journey to be like, I want to do mushrooms. Like, no, it literally just flowed to me. I don't know how to explain it. It just happened. And I was with my sister and like a few other people, and it was just a really creative experience for me. It kind of was like giving my younger self a hug in terms of my experience. Again, I can do an episode that goes more deeply into this because I don't want to like confuse it in this episode, but it really was a magical experience. But anyways, that was way off topic. I don't do any like party drugs, you know, not my vibe. I'm not gonna say I'll never do it, because I like, never say never, but it's just like not a thing that I am like outwardly seeking or like want to really do. Anyways, besides that, I would go to festivals, and I kid you not, I would be like the last one standing, and I would be sober because I really just enjoy the energy and the vibe. And if the music's good, like, why would you not have energy? You should have energy. That's why, you know, working out and eating healthy is not just to look good, it's to literally have energy to do things like that. Another example I want to use is like traveling. Like when I'm traveling even to London or just like abroad or whatever, you have to carry so much stuff with you. And I'm not kidding you, I can only do that because I go to the gym and like have the muscles to do that. Otherwise, if you're walking all day around London carrying like two really heavy bags, that is not easy for people, you know. And like walking up these stairs, honey, you're gonna have to work out for that. I'm focusing more on just like balancing my energy and my cortisol, my hormones. The things that affect me most when it's not balanced is, I would say, weight fluctuations and more like water retention and like puffiness, and also my stress mood levels. I can get mood swings quite heavily. It's definitely something that I noticed since I was like younger as well, like before my menstrual cycle, I would get super moody. And yeah, so it's definitely to balance that. I think I would like to do that through obviously mindfulness, but food and sleep and everything play a big role in this as well. So matcha and coffee after breakfast, and I say savory breakfast because it helps balance your blood sugar levels more rather than having something super sweet. But that is personally for me. If a sweet breakfast works for you, then great, but just be mindful of how you feel after having it. I'm not even gonna say that matcha, having it first thing, is a massive deal for me, because I just really enjoy like the ritual of it, and I don't feel like it really has an effect on me in terms of like raising my blood sugar energy levels up and then I feel a crash. Like, I don't actually notice that, but I just want to try it out for the month and see if it makes a difference. So that's one thing I'm doing for my body. And then another thing I'm doing is prioritizing sleep. If you listened to my last episode, you would know that I've been finding it hard to get a good sleep routine in terms of the time. Like, my sleep routine is fine in terms of I always usually get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, but it's just I would like it to be earlier than it currently is. So I'm prioritizing earlier nights and morning. And this is like one of the main goals I really want to do, and one of the ones I find most difficult, because when your body's in a routine, it just loves that routine. So I'm just wanting to like break that routine and start a new one, you know. So I want to do that. I also have a sleep podcast with Olivia. We did like a year ago, but if you just type in like sleep guide me glow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you'll be able to find that. Another one is going on a walk or doing a yoga stretch in the morning. I just love doing this because when you get movement in first thing, it doesn't necessarily have to be really long. It can literally just be 5-10 minutes. At least you're getting your body more energized. Because I always think to myself, like, oh, if I'm going to the gym or if I'm doing a workout, it has to be like super long, which takes up obviously time in the day. And then I don't end up moving my body until like midday or like late in the afternoon. And I could have got more energy in the day if I was just to do like a 10 minute, 20 minute stretch of yoga, Pilates, whatever it is in the morning, and then done like a proper workout later on, you know? So I want to prioritize more like morning movement just as a way to energize my body rather than seeing it as like an actual workout. And also just to help with my mind as well. Another one is intuitive training. So with this, I have been training for, and when I say training, I mean like working out, but I've been training for over, since 2015-16. I would say properly in the gym since 2016. So that is a good 17-18-19-20-21. That's a good 7 years, guys, of being in the gym and working out pretty much consistently. Obviously, I haven't done it every single day or week to week, because during travels and stuff, I would have taken some breaks. But for the most part, I've been in routine, been going to the gym for 7 years. And my 7-year journey has definitely taught me a lot. I've been through many different phases, and you would think that, you know, 7 years of training, you would begin to really like understand your body. And I feel like I'm only in the past year or two really understanding my body on how it likes to train, because I think beforehand I would just follow these programs, I would just do what I think, you know, would get me the best results physically, and I didn't really listen to my body. But I feel like now I'm becoming so more in tune with my body, experimenting with yoga, Pilates, weight training, and feeling intuitive with your body is like, it is the key. And it's something that no one can ever really teach you either, because you know your body the best. No doctor, no trainer, no coach, no one can tell you more about your body than yourself, because how can they? They're not in your own body, you know? And so, yes, they can give you recommendations and tell you things to do that, you know, work for most people and generally help people, but it's up to you to decide what works for you. So for me, I wanted to put intuitive training as a goal of mine because I want to get rid of the rules that I've put on myself. For example, to train weight training, I must do 5 exercises and then do this after, and it ends up being like an hour and a half. And I honestly think maybe that's a bit too much for my body, you know, like maybe that is causing more stress than an inflammation in my body than good. And maybe because I feel so used to it, I don't notice the stress and inflammation, but I want to experiment a bit and still do weight training and that kind of stuff, because I feel like it's super important to strengthen your bones and your muscles for longevity and for when you're older. It's very important to do that. But just the, I guess, amount that I do, I want to experiment with and just do what feels good to me. So like, if I not just feel like I have to do more just because that's what I'm used to or what I'm told to. So if doing 2 exercises of like heavy lifting and 1 of like a slightly moderate one is enough that day, then that's enough. And I don't need to kind of compromise that or overdo it just because I feel like that's going to give me the results. So if that resonates with you, definitely keep that in mind. And I think also this probably comes from a lack mindset as well, when we feel like we need to overdo it, because often we believe like more is more, right? The more time we spend at the gym, the more we lift, the better. But I think especially for women, when we need to be intuitive with our bodies and our cycle and our energy and everything, we need to be more intuitive with this and not come from a lack mindset and know that maybe 20 minutes that day was enough, you know? And that doesn't mean it's going to be like that forever, but you just have to kind of do it on a day-by-day basis, but also keep some sort of consistency to see results. So maybe keep the same schedule as like weightlifting, like 3-4 times a week, Pilates once a week or twice a week, yoga once a week, something like that. But in terms of like the volume and what you do in those sessions, it can be consistent but also intuitive. So, you know, do the same types of movements, but maybe you can change and play around with the weight or the sets and whatever. And as long as you're challenging yourself to what feels good, then that's enough. And I always think I should be feeling more energized and like amazing after gym sessions. Like I want to feel those good hormones, and I want to feel, you know, the endorphins. And your goal might be different, you know, your goal might be to achieve the most muscle mass as possible and to be like the strongest and lift like super heavy, and that's fine. And with that, you do need to be consistent and you do need to keep track of the weights that you do every week and, you know, to see that you're progressing, that's fine. But for me, that's not a goal of mine. You know, my goal is to feel good in my body and see results and feel lean and toned, and also feel like light and energized after my workouts, is to help me improve my mood, to help me improve my energy, to help me feel more creative, not to feel completely exhausted after my sessions and like I can't do anything else and it's taken half the day, you know? So it's just about your own goals and figuring out what works for you. And you also know the difference between laziness and being intuitive, because I think a lot of people might be like, oh, but you know, that's just lazy if I decide to do like half an hour in the gym or miss the gym session. Like, what is the difference between laziness and listening to your body? Only you will know the difference, because you could look at someone and doing 20 minutes of working out, you could say that's lazy, but to them, no, maybe that's all they could do that day because of their mental state, their stress, their energy levels. Maybe the day before they did like a big workout, there's so many different factors that go into this. So only you know the difference between whether you're being lazy or if you're being intuitive. So don't lie to yourself. Now we're moving on to the spirit section, which is my favorite section because you guys know I love a bit of spirituality. So with the spirit side, I wanted to talk about the morning glow routine. And this is the daily affirmations and the subliminals. Every morning, I want you to listen to manifesting music, daily subliminals. This routine is all set up inside my Guide Me Glow members club. So if you are a member, you can go onto that every morning as soon as you wake up and you can just, it's all set up for you. You can go on the meditation, you can go on the affirmation, you can then go on the journal section that will give you prompts. And then if you're feeling like you need extra motivation, you listen to a Mind Glow video that's going to give you a pep talk on how you're going to slay the day. And then to make a healthy breakfast or lunch or dinner, you go into the Glow recipes and it will teach you how to do that. So really this, the Guide Me Glow members club is really a Bible for you, like a ritual, a daily routine, a lifestyle for you to use every day to help you keep accountable and to help you become the best version of yourself. I feel very passionate about this because I've worked very hard on it. But if you're not inside the members club, just get inside, guys. There's a 7-day free trial. There's literally nothing stopping you to try it out. You don't even need to put your credit card details in or whatever details in. You just need to sign up, give your email, done. 7 days, and then if you like it, continue it, because 7 days isn't going to be enough to keep you accountable and change your life. Like, you need to be doing this day in, day out, you know, week by week. When you fall off track, get back on it. So that's why I encourage you to actually sign up as a monthly member, connect inside the community, meet like-minded girls right inside the community. You guys know how I feel about this, so I'm not going to say any more, but I'm going to say do your affirmations and listen to subliminals in the morning, because in the morning, when you wake up, your subconscious mind is more open. So anything that you're feeding into your brain, you're going to believe more so, and it's going to like sink into your brain more. So that's why you shouldn't go on social media or, you know, listen to the news first thing in the morning, because you're not in control of that. You want to be in control of what media you're letting in your mind as much as possible. So in the morning, when you have control of that, feed it with good, positive things. The next thing is journaling, and I want to try a slightly different journal technique this month. Usually what I do is, you know, journal what I'm grateful for, how I'm going to be my best self, one thing I'm letting go of, you know, stuff in the making. Like, I do a lot of that journaling every day. What I love doing though is just free journaling. Like, I just love free journaling when I just have a blank notebook, write whatever I feel like is on my mind. But I want to be more intentional about my journaling this month to really create some big manifestations that I'm currently manifesting. So every night, or in the morning even if you want, I want you to journal as if something has already happened for you. So like as if you're living your dream life already, or if you've already achieved that thing. Because when you become familiar with this feeling, the actions you start doing, the way you start thinking will kind of just automatically act like it, because your brain doesn't really know the difference between what's happened and what's not happened. If you believe it, then it's to you, it's happened, you know what I mean? And so by that, we need to journal our dream next day or the scenario as if it's happened. So it will help us embody that feeling even more. Because we are manifesting hard this month, ladies. We are manifesting hard. And we're doing this in a flowy way, okay? It gets to be easy. Opportunities are coming to us. We are open to receiving it. It gets to be easy and it gets to be fun. We're not forcing anything, because that comes from a lack mindset. And when we catch ourselves doing it, we go, that is the old me. That doesn't need to be the case anymore. Take it back and know that there's always an abundance of more. You know, with me, within the members group or coaching clients, like, I will have the mindset that there's always more clients coming in. If I have a call with a client and they decide not to sign up, that's fine, because it's not the right time for them. But I know that I will have another client that's going to come in ready to work with me. By the way, I'm taking new clients this month, one-on-one coaching clients. So if you want to work with me on a more personal level and to really get, you know, granular with your goals and to help you achieve your goals, then the best way to work with me is one-on-one, because we are being personal, we're catching up weekly with sessions, we are really getting personal and creating a program just for you to get to your goals. So if that's something that you feel like you're ready for, go onto my website and click on services and have a look there, and you can book in a free consultation call so we can chat about it, see if we're a good fit, all of that good stuff. So do that. The last thing on the spirit goals is meditating with intention. How do you want to feel after this meditation? So when you go to click on a certain meditation, say you go on Guide Me Glow and you click on, you know, feel your glorious self meditation, think about how you want to feel after the meditation. And during this meditation, really just focus on as if you are in that energy already, because in meditation, sometimes it can take us a while to settle down and, you know, soften our thoughts. Our thoughts are never going to just go away. We're always going to be thinking, but the thing is just to let them flow through and not to like fixate on them. So I want you to be intentional when you're meditating and really just think, okay, how do I truly want to be feeling after this meditation and during? How can I put all my focus into this one meditation? And this is going to help you, yes, achieve your goals, but also strengthen your focus throughout the day incredibly, which links us back to the first mindset goals, is being more focused on ourselves. Because when we practice that focus muscle, we are able to focus on other things a lot more easily and not get distracted by things that don't really matter in that time. So that is the last goal on the spirit side. So I hope you found this episode exciting, motivating, inspiring, ready to really feel amazing this month and make this month transformational. Time always is going, days are always going, but the only thing that we can do is change the way that we are acting. A lot can happen in a month. If you want to change your life, just decide that you can. And in a month's time, maybe you'll be in a completely different position. Maybe you'll, you know, go viral on Instagram or something and change your life and, you know, just create freedom and financial freedom. And I don't know, maybe you'll fall in love, meet the partner of your dreams. Maybe, you know, you begin to really see results in your health and your energy and your body. Like, all these things can change in a month, and you might not get to the end result, but you'll see a change. And all it takes is being clear on what you want, staying consistent, and reminding yourself every day and allowing things to keep you accountable. So that is the end of this episode. The challenge of the week is I want you to create a mood board for November. A vision board, you know, a glow girl vision board, and do this tonight. It's the 1st of November, and I want you to write out your goals. Well, I'm recording this on the 1st of November. I think this is going out tomorrow, so, you know, I'll give you some grace period of like 3 days, but create a vision board with everything that, you know, you want this month to be. Just this month. Don't get overexcited and start creating, like, you know, your future husband when you don't want to get married yet. Like, we all have those goals and they are coming, but this month, what do we want to create? That way we are able to see things as a lot more achievable and get excited for them, because it's kind of like close coming, you know? And then after that, I want you to do a meditation or do a journaling session, and this will, and actually I'll create one of these inside and put it inside the Guide Me Glow members club, so then you'll have this to look at and kind of follow. I want you to really embody the feeling of you achieving this life, achieving these goals, so that every day in November you can show up and act as if it's already happened, and then eventually it will be. So that is the challenge of the day. If you have done it, when you do it, when you create your vision board, if you want to, you can share with me some of your goals, or I would love to see a bit of your vision board. Tag me on Instagram at GuideMeGlow. I would love to see it. Let's help each other keep motivated. Or if you don't want everyone to see it on social media, write inside the community page on the Guide Me Glow members club. So it will be a close group of women celebrating each other and helping each other keep our goals accountable. And I think that would be a beautiful way to help keep each other accountable. You can write on there every day if you want, you know, with a checklist of what you've done to get you closer to your goals. I think that'll be super fun and inclusive. That is all from me. I'm recording an episode tomorrow with a guest, which I'm super excited about, getting more people involved in the podcast. I asked you guys if you wanted 2 episodes a week, and you said yes, and you wanted more solo episodes. And also guests. So we'll make that happen for you guys. I love you all so much. Thank you for your support and for listening to me weekly. It honestly means the world. And I'm super excited to be taking you guys on this journey for me. As I said, I'm moving to Bali next week. So the next couple podcasts after that you'll probably listen to will be in Bali, which will be so exciting. I'm going to try and pre-record some before though, because I know it's going to be busy when I first move there, just to get settled in and stuff like that. But I'm definitely going to keep the podcast a priority to keep consistent, because it makes me happy and I feel like this is my calling. Also, I said this was going to be a short episode. It's now been not a short episode. I feel like I'm incapable of speaking like short form content. It just, I have a lot to say, okay? I also always say about like 10 goodbyes in my episode, because I just always have more to say. But I really am going to leave now. Have a beautiful rest of your week and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.